when you get on. They just take down them two men. You grab one of me, a bundle, and we set them together. Mm-hmm. Then we just stack them up there and make a shop, what they call a shop. Mm-hmm. Get through, if we have two left, but spread them out a little bit and put them on top. That's to turn the water.
Mm-hmm. And then certainly a lot of knowledge required to do that, right?
Isn't that's right. Know how to do it,
turn the water.
That's right.
Did you do that with corn too, or did you just leave the stalk stand?
Leave the stalk stand. And after time comes in the fall of the year to turn the stalk in the field. Mm-hmm. Of course they eat some on them stalks and they pick up some of that fodder. And they graze everything down, but they never do eat that main corn stalk. He's done dried out to where they won't have him. If they could have got him when the corn is pulled off, they might eat some of it. So they take that and they just let him stand there, and we had then what we called a stalk cutter. That was a drum about this wide long. It had anywhere from four to, I believe it had six blades in it, run this way, bolted in there. And here's a wheel. That drum's fastened to a frame, of course, and here's the axle and the wheel right here, tongue in it. And back here is a seat, similar to this, only not as high. Boy, you just throw a pair of mules to that stalk cutter and take down that row and let your lever down, let that drum down on the ground, and he just chopped them up. And then you do that now before you start plowing, and you turn all that on. A little more fertilizer.
Keeps your soil loose too, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that keeps it from running together so bad. Mm-hmm.
What was good yield on wheat around here?
An average in this county, when they practically quit sowing it here, 35 to 40 bushels was considered a big crop to the acre. Now you take the good strong bottom land, they'd beat that, but the average upland, 35 to 40 bushels to the acre. About all they'd produce.
That's pretty good yield anyway.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good yield. How did you harvest your oats?
Just like you did the wheat. Same way exactly, went through the same thrasher. Mm-hmm. I've seen thrashers drive out of oat field and no wheat field. Go right on. Hmm. Get through that wheat field, maybe the next field they hit be oat field.
A bundle and a shock and then thrasher.
Yeah. Hit that wheat's fixed just like the oats.
Larry, it's interesting how you used to pick this up when you were a boy by watching your father and watching your neighbors.
Right.
Now the kids go to school to learn it.
That's right. That's right. Education is the finest thing on earth, but I do like to have a little practical education too. Now that boy there, he's got a college degree. He went to school all last year at Durant, or in the summer. Or started in the spring, wound up here this summer. And he went last year. He liked, I forget how much, in the last 2 years he's finished it. Now he works, this boy's got a job with the Corporation Commissioner. He's over this all well, all of business. Good job. And his wife sits at the desk up there, she knows a good salary. Just him and her.
No children, huh?
No children. And she's, at the desk at that Memorial Hospital. Receiving desk there. She just got a great big job, pretty big job, pretty responsible. But she's been there about 2 years. And he's been with the Cooperation Commissioner 4 years.